to stay. She focused now. We are about to land in Covenant Bay. I've invited Thabo Zwane, who's a former councillor, as I understand it, of Covenant Bay local municipality. It's whom I'm talking now, Babu Zwane. I hope to have him on the line. Babu Zwane, good evening. Really appreciate you taking my call.
Good evening, Mr. You're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah. I just want to lay a premise or a foundation for this conversation. I did a video on my personal social media, and I was just mainly asking a question on when did you resign in government with the informality to clear the vacancies just last week. Because you and I had a conversation earlier in May, and then you were indicated to ask that you had resigned. But surprisingly, the municipality only declared the vacancy just last week, and you reverted with a letter. And it's the letter that prompted me to invite you tonight to have a conversation. Maybe let's start there. When did you resign in government with the local municipality's council?
Thank you very much, Mr. Once again, good evening to you and good evening to the risers and listeners. Musa, me and you, we had an interview just, I think, a day after my resignation. I think that was on the 29th. The resignation letter that I sent to the speaker and the chief of the Council of Government and Municipality, it was dated the 28th of May, 2025, the day which it was an ordinary council meeting on that day. That was on the 28th of May, 2025.
What is then your understanding as to why the municipality only declared your vacancy on the 4th of August, 2025?
Okay. One thing that we must understand that I'm the deputy of the political party, which political party happens to be the African National Congress. That's the party that deployed me there to serve as a white councillor and also as an MMC of energy and mechanical engineering. So, after I tendered my resignation to the speaker and the chief whip, there were deliberations between myself and the organization as to what prompted me to tender the resignation, what are the frustrations that led me to tender the resignation. So I think that's the process, that's the whole process that delayed the letter to get to the space or the office of the MM to declare the vacancy. But what is surprising, Musa, is that throughout, since from the 28th, there's been this consultation, this engagement deliberation between myself and the organization, the chief whip, the speaker, you can name all the role players in the organization. Subsequently, I happen to agree that these are internal issues, let's resolve them internally. But in order for us to resolve them internally, I must withdraw the resignation letter first, and then the engagement will continue further, of which I did and accepted. On the 24th of July, there were summer games, South African Municipality Wellness Association games in MLO, Mpumalanga games. The Kandisibande District Municipality Executive Mayor, Corporate Welcome Gomezulu, whom also is a RTT convener, requested me to submit the withdrawal letter of the resignation, of which I accepted. But what happened is that I had my letter written, just wanted to forward it to him and print it so that I can sign it, but Corporate already had the letter written for me. And I read through the letter, I think it was three or four sentences, but it was a straightforward letter that says, I'm withdrawing the resignation letter that is dated 28th of May 2025, and I remain a member of the African National Congress. I remain a ward councillor of Ward 14. I'll continue to serve the community that elected me to be the ward councillor. And then I was happy with that letter. I signed it and I handed it back to him. so that the minister can also forward the letter to the provincial secretary of which is Conrad Moses Shira.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently, I heard from the grapevines that they are going ahead proceeding with the issue of declaring a vacancy in that ward. There was a meeting, I can't recall which date was it, but it was on a Sunday. I was supposed to be part of that meeting, a branch executive committee meeting, where the deploy of the ANC in the region was also in presence. I sent an apology to say, let me recuse myself from that meeting so that I allow the members of the branch executive committee to deliberate on my matter free, fair, and without prejudice. Because I'm consulted on the matter, because the meeting, there was only one item for that meeting on the agenda, which was the matter of me tendering the resignation letter, of which the secretary accepted my apology. And I think that's where they agreed to say, no, let's declare the vacancy in Washington. Most I think there's one part that you must also know is that in 2023, there was a petition, I think, of about less than 50 people who signed that petition. There was just a group, I can also call it a mob, that was organized to bring up against me to say, I'm not servicing my community that elected me. I'm no longer staying in the ward. I'm staying in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing that members of the public should understand is that I can stay in any part of the governing body. As long as I'm within the jurisdiction of governing body,
mm-hmm.
I can go stay there.
Yeah.
As long as I will still be able to service my community, I'm okay.
Let me also come in there. I mean, there's underlying questions that I want to pose to you before I wrap up. I've just got a minute to go. Were you still receiving a salary, even though you had resigned? I mean, you resigned on the 28th of May. June salary, July salary, and probably, just those two salaries that you get there.
The last salary that I received was during the month of June, the month of July, didn't get any salary from the government.
Okay, so when did you sign this letter that you allege that Obabo Mgonyezulu handed it to you? When?
The withdrawal letter of the resignation.
Yeah, because you allege that it was written for you by Obabo Mgonyezulu.
It was on the 24th of July.
24th of July. Already the withdrawal phase has already lapsed by then, because you resigned initially on May. You've got 14 days.
38 days.
Yeah. 14 days.
Yes. That's what the new infrastructure says in Section 25.
Sure.
It says that a declaration of a vacancy in a ward, in particular in my case, the relevant legislation, part of the legislation in the Municipal Structures Act, is Section 25, Subsection 1D, and Subsection 3D. Those are the two pieces of legislation that are applicable in my net. So the 14 days has already lapsed, even the 90 days, I mean, away the municipal manager and IEC need to declare the date for the elections. The 90 days, I think it's going to lapse on the 26th, if I calculated correctly. So, I just don't know. I'm also lost. I'm just watching the space as to how is this thing going to unfold going forward.
It's very interesting. I'm sorry, unfortunately, we have to part with you for this evening. Really appreciate you being frank with us. And, we wish you well in all your endeavors.
Thank you very much, Mosha. I also appreciate the time that you've given me.
For sure. Former councillor. I don't know what it is. Former? But anyway, Jabu
Zwane, former, yes.
Yeah. apologies, Zwane, former councillor. Yeah.
Yes.
Former councillor of Government of the Local Municipality, Jabu Zwane. Yeah, serious allegations there. Since noted that the ANC in Paratibanda was listening, and the government will be bringing them tomorrow. And I'm told that today, the ANC in the region, in Paratibanda, are very much discussing this issue on their REC, the top of agenda, I'm told. So we'll definitely be playing it tomorrow as well. On that note, Gabao Bao Zuman, Tokomelo Nohanan, Kitubat, Liberal Psychopathy.